Little Brothers by Rose Dean. Little brothers are normal as can be for boys, says mama, or the din of tumultuous noise. They so often make so much noise with their toys that I'm almost quite deaf from the yells of those boys. They're often quite smart in the wrong sort of way. They know how to tease you throughout the whole day. They'll come up and spank you and then run away, or come up with the nastiest old things to say. If I have a whole party of friends out to tea, they'll come prancing right up to the table with glee. Only there for the food do they act nicely, but then when they're gone, you'll find frogs in the tea. I think that they think just as much as I think, but the things that they think are not pretty or pink. But sometimes it just seems that backwards they do think when they dip my long braids in a bottle of ink. I love them to pieces, my small brothers three, but then after saying how much they love me, they run, jump, and wrestle and climb up a tree, then come back with a hole in their pants on the knee, and off to the mending I fear I must flee. But life without them would be boring and dull, no excitement or terrors to take hold of my soul. Those boys keep me busy and sharp as a rule, their antics as always as a china shop bull. I really would have it no other way. God gave me those brothers that way they shall stay, and every night at night prayer, as by my bed I pray, thank God for little brothers, I joyfully say.